Ask the Mayor, Public Affairs Program, and the Mayor fresh out of the retreat. And it was a long, long meeting. And thank you for coming in on this Thursday. Fresh in your mind, the budget, capital expenditures. But first, that meeting to shore up some money for pre-K.
There was a delegation of concerned citizens in Highlands that journeyed down on Tuesday night to the Macon County Board of Commissioners meeting to ask for the establishment of a preschool program. I was down under the weather at the time. I could not make the meeting, so I just sent a statement to the commissioners emphasizing that a preschool program would serve so many people. The Highland School serves children from the Georgia line through Scaly all the way out to the Jackson County line, from 28 and Satola, the South Carolina line, all the way out to Gold Mine. So it has a big service area. So many young people would be impacted by that early start in school, and also it would help so many working parents. Richard, Melissa Delaney, Hillary Wilts, our Board of Representative, was there. Allison Tate, who operates the Gordon Center. Jeff Weller was there. He has been working with AHEC, coming up with some conceptual designs on how we could build a facility at the school to house the preschool program.
On this retreat on this Thursday, it was an all-day affair, and we kicked things off, and well, we had to start with Lamar Mix with Public Works and some big ticket items. These are capital requests.
That's right. This is my ninth retreat as mayor. We always begin with our town manager and our town financial director. I will report back to the citizens of Highlands. We are still in a very strong financial position. I was looking at the projected revenues. Right now, we've collected about $780,000 this year so far in sales tax. But we probably collect about another $700,000 or so, to where the total collections for this year will be about $1.5 million. Our short-term rental tax, which we do not really get, it goes through the county, through the Chamber of Commerce, the Visitor Center, that'll be about $1.3 million. The other thing I would say is, since the Great Recession around 2009, if you look at our sales tax, it's been a steady and predictable line of increase. We collect about another $2.9 or $3 million in property tax. And we look ahead and we think we'll have strong revenue sources to fund a lot of the critical needs that the town has.
Now, you mentioned Lamar wanting some cash for a press.
Lamar Nix always comes in and pops our bubble with all these pressing needs in the public works area. And one of the pressing needs that we have this year, which is going to cost about $900,000, is a belt press for the sewer plant. The last phase of processing the solid waste that we process at the sewer plant. About two decades ago, we bought a used one from the city of Clyde that went out of the sewer business. The parts are falling apart. You have things like road projects, which will be about $300,000 or $400,000. You add in the sidewalks we want to do, that goes up to $500,000 possibly. We're going to have to replace our road grader this year. The problem was, we spent a lot of times just trying to find the axle replacements for that road grader. Once you purchase those kind of equipment, we're having to now think in terms of obsolescence.
You all discussed about the town funding some projects.
Item. We have two items in public works that could be easily $3 million, and that is replacing the water clarifier tank at the water plant, which is a couple of million. We need to replace a water tank up on Dog Mountain and replace a pump station there and a water line. So we're talking about millions of dollars. We're applying for federal infrastructure funding for those projects. We want all the projects to be funded at their maximum expense. So we've got our fingers crossed. Those grants have to be submitted at the 1st of May.
Oh, this is before lunch. The storm water replacement plan, the sidewalk plan, these are master plans, and this is a lot of money too.
Commissioner Haim requested that we review the 2007 Stormwater Master Plan. We do have some issues about stormwater control. We always have. We did a lot of the proposed projects from the 2007 Stormwater Master Plan. All the culverts that we put, for example, over on 5th Street, Spruce, and other places. That came from a grant, a federal grant that we got because we had this master plan. The runoff in the area of the town near the park, they dug up all of that area, put in crating, a filter system that is still operative. So when stormwater comes down to that area of the town, it goes through that system. We have to go back and clean that system out from time to time. But those were the kind of things that we were doing. And we continue to address some of the stormwater issues. One of the things that Lamar would like to see us do in the coming budget year or the next year is to address some stormwater issues on 2nd Street. Used to be that we had an average rainfall of 97 inches. But with the changes in the climate, we are subject to these big storms that come in and dump tremendous amounts of water here on the plateau.
The sidewalk plan, you're looking for some help there, maybe DOT, some private support. There's some sidewalks that have to be upgraded.
Yes, and we wanted to look at the sidewalk plan because the Macon County Master Transportation Plan called for extending sidewalks on US 64 in Highlands and 106. Our original master sidewalk plan that was developed a number of years ago did not have those projects on our master sidewalk plan. So we'll go back and put those on so when the DOT people look, they'll see that the town thinks it's a need, the county thinks it's a need, and you should think it's a need, DOT, and help us with that money. Maybe some private funding could be procured, or the town could procure some of the money to kind of grease the wheels with DOT and get moving these projects forward. From Oak Street all the way down to 1st Street, to Main Street, that hill where the visitor center is located, we're going to put a sidewalk there. And the reason is it ties in the residential areas. Another one that Commissioner Patterson brought up, extending the sidewalk on Chestnut, it stops right now at 5th Street. But there is the possibility that we could run that sidewalk all the way up to 6th Street where the biological station in Lower Lake is located. Another idea was extend the sidewalk that we have stopping at the Highlands Plaza, taking that down to Mitchell's Lodge. I'd like to see it go all the way out past the Country Club over to Glen Falls, but that's a whole nother effort. But if we got it to that point, even the people in Shelby Place, there's a trail and a connection there where they could have a sidewalk where they could walk into town. Another one that Lamar next proposed was extending the sidewalk where the new OEI development is across from the conference center on 64. Just take that around on that curve to Pinecrest and Colasadia, because a lot of people from those neighborhoods walk up and they would benefit from the sidewalk. And if we were to develop a sidewalk there, it would help with the drainage and help preserve the paving on that curve there. We're a little bit behind on the sidewalk projects for this year that's already been funded. There's a section on 64, the in front of the Presbyterian Church, that sidewalk, there's some erosion. We need to get that section done. I think we have resolved the sidewalk issue on 3rd Street, right by Bear Mountain Outfitters. There's that elevated sidewalk that is falling apart. There is a plan to remove that part of the sidewalk, have a loading ramp there, and just open that up.
Right, that was a lunch break, and then coming back, Matt Schuler on IT and the smart metering system. This is going to be some upgrade.
You know, we've been talking about that, especially with developing the fiber network. Matt has started researching that and has said we can start doing this if we're willing to spend $360,000 here and there. It costs money, but the payout outweighs the expense. There is a network where we can create these broadcasting meters within certain neighborhoods that will take the telemetry or the information from a number of household meters, water and electricity, and send it back to the town hall where we can manage the grid and eventually have a system where if we lose power in a neighborhood or something, that will be reported back to the town hall, and we can pinpoint problems. It'll also set up a system. Homeowners will be able to monitor their usage of their power, their water, especially if you have a broken pipe that is causing you to lose 100,000 gallons of water in a month, which has happened here in Highlands. Then the homeowner will be able to have a system where they can monitor and be notified when that kind of terrible event happens.
talking about so much rain, power outages, storms, the call center for power outages.
And Matt, Josh Ward, and others have been working on that, and they've discovered that there are networks and companies that maintain call centers, not for just one little town here or there, but throughout the United States, they have these call centers for a fee. We can sign up and be a part of that system. That means that when we have power outages, let's say on a Sunday night or a Sunday morning or Saturday, and we're closed down at Town Hall, people can call in and that call center will make a note, take the outage, and then dispatch our utility people to address the outage. We don't want people calling 911 over a power outage. Now we're saying we don't want people that have real emergencies calling this center because it's only for power outages. So we're going to have to develop a system to where we can get out the word, if you have a power outage, call this number. If you have a real emergency, life and death situation, you call 911.
The architect presented the Houston House rebuild.
Last year in our budget, we contracted with Paul Smith, a local architect, to come up with a conceptual plan for replacing the 900-square-foot Houston House, which is on Foreman Road. The idea would be that we demolish the old house and put up a new child after-school program. And Paul did his presentation today about what he envisioned after talking with Lester and other staff people. You'd have a big area, which would be an enclosed play area. He even has two pickleball courts painted on it, so adults could play pickleball there during the winter. It would be a place where they'd have basketball goals, a little climbing area. Then there would be, of course, bathrooms, a kitchen, study areas. It's got a price tag on it. It looks like about $3 to $4 million for an 8,600-square-foot building. Again, in keeping with this focus on providing child care, I think it's something that we need in this community. We'll see how this progresses. Maybe there'll be some private support that could come forward and we could participate as a town in funding that.
I know we've been talking about the community center and the kitchen, and Doc Wilson had his presentation.
That's right. Doc had come to the board earlier this year saying that it was time to redo the kitchen, clearing out the old equipment that we've had at the community center, and doing some cosmetic repairs to the walls, put up tile, improving the electrical service, all of those things, but then basically bringing in new state-of-the-art kitchen equipment. I thought it was a great presentation. I think it's needed, and I hope we'll be able to, again, fund that. I think there's some other partners even there with the Rotary Club and other groups that could participate in making this a reality. And he was talking about some of the local folks, if you want to have a family reunion, you can still rent our community conference center for a modest price and having a nice kitchen for those types of events. And I hope that we'll be able to make progress on that.
The police chief, we're wanting two hybrid police cars, and we're having some shipping problems.
The reality of the situation today, we appropriated money to buy two hybrid Ford Cruisers for this year. The money's already in the bank. We ordered them. It's part of our replacement cycle. The chief has been waiting for them and saying, when will they be delivered? And she informed us that she got a message that they might start building them in May because of part shortages. To the chief's credit, she started calling around and researching and has discovered there are two V6 regular police cruisers in Florida that are available. They're about the same price. Her proposal, and we told her to go ahead and do it, is to go buy those, go pick those up in Florida, get them up here and put them in service. Those hybrid cars will probably be ready in July. That is our next budget year. It's just a management issue that we're doing. And then we're just kind of banking that those hybrid cars will be ready. Sometimes it just never ends right now about you've got a plan. You're saying, when will things be delivered? And you have to wait. For example, our line truck for our electric department, we appropriated that money last year, and we've been told it's not going to be here this year. It'll be next year before we build it and get it to you.
Okay, you adjourned. Basically, after talking about the town board meeting, it's going to have a full agenda on the 17th.
Yes, I mean, we did the retreat, and the retreat is really kind of brainstorming kickoff to budget planning. And I want to really give a shout out to all the work that they do in planning and analyzing these critical issues about needs and what we should prioritize for this year. They did a great job. They put out everything that they think we need right now or things that we need to prioritize for the near term. The next thing will be that our town manager, finance director, and the department heads will really start getting tough on what do we really need to develop a realistic, balanced budget for the coming fiscal year. We will be having a series of work sessions with the staff and the town board this spring to where some things will get redlined out and other things will continue through the process to where in June we will have a proposed budget that the board will have to approve. So this was just the first step. Some things will remain in the budget. Other things might be postponed until the next year. That's where we are, and then we will go back to having, of course, our normal business meeting this Thursday night. And yes, that will be a full agenda, so stay tuned.